little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next topic is the side effects that some people get when they're taking morphine. Arthur is a 70-year-old man. He recently sustained fractures to his left arm and ribs following an accident. He's been started on morphine liquid for the pain, and you're seeing him with his son, with whom he's staying.
Have you had any side effects so far from the liquid morphine that you've been taking, Arthur?
I'm just feeling a little bit tired and maybe a little bit constipated, Doctor. That's all it is.
Okay, sure. Do you know much about either you or your son about the side effects of morphine?
Not really.
Okay, would you like me to explain that to you?
I think it'll be useful, Doctor.
Yes. So you've already mentioned one of them, constipation. Unfortunately, that is a side effect that's well known of morphine. So we could look at maybe starting you on some regular laxatives to try and counteract that, especially with us starting you on tablets. It's more likely to get a little bit worse. But taking regular laxatives and making sure you're having plenty of fiber and fluids in your diet will help to keep your bowels regular. Okay.
I agree, Doctor.
So, Arthur, I'm starting you on these morphine tablets, which are long-acting. Now, I know you've already been taking the liquid morphine as and when you've needed.
That's right, Doctor.
Sure. And because you're needing to take it quite often, hopefully these long-acting tablets will mean that you don't need to be taking so much liquid morphine in between. Does that make sense?
Sounds very good.
Okay. You can still use the fast-acting liquid in between if you need to, if you are getting pain, but it would be helpful if you could keep a diary of how much you're needing and at what times. Okay. Yeah. The other side effects to watch out for are feeling drowsy. So sometimes if the dose is a bit too strong for you, you could feel drowsy. So your son might want to watch out for that and let us know if he's worried about that. It can cause some sickness. Have you been having any sickness so far?
Not really.
No. Well, that's good. If you do start to feel sick, again, let us know. Sometimes you can get itching. And again, similar to the drowsiness, if the dose is a little bit too high, then you could develop hallucinations, which is where you might think that you're seeing something which isn't in the room that no one else can see.
All right.
Okay. So I'm hoping that won't happen, but if you notice anything like that happening, or if your son does, then certainly get in touch with us as soon as possible. Have either of you got any questions?
No, Doctor.
Okay, wonderful. But let me know if there are any issues or if you feel your pain's not controlled on these tablets.
Thank you, Doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.